Hey, Tom here. Interesting thing just happened to me. My PokeWalker had been missing for about the past week or so. Haven't been able to find it. My mom just comes in with some jeans from the dryer and my PokeWalker. And she was like, "I'm sorry, Harold." Yeah, and I wish I would have double-check my pockets better when through the wash, but I put the battery back in. Lo and behold, it's been through the washer, it's been through the dryer, it still works. So kudos to Nintendo for making a piece of hardware that can survive the laundry. Looks like we're going to be doing CBG 34 tomorrow with special guests Andy Hoover, possibly Evan Campbell, but I haven't definitively heard back from him. He might be on 35 for a later cast. And speaking of CBG, I had been working on our 1 year anniversary cast. Except we're almost a month past it, and I'm only about a third of the way going through our back shows. So E-Master and I decided to postpone the clip show until episode 50, which will most likely be sometime between Labor Day and Halloween. Maybe Labor Day and Canadian Thanksgiving. Anyway, I tried out Final Fight Double Impact on 360. Approaching Farbage-like levels of disappointment. I mean, the game is solid, but the presentation, maybe not so much. I would like to see you be able to do a full widescreen instead of their arcade cabinet style, and no ability to pause. Well, you can pause to get to menus, but the game is still going and you're still getting your butt whipped. So I know E-Master loves his Final Fight, but I'm gonna have to give this at least a partial fail. Like a fa. I also picked up a new Xbox indie game, Breath of Death 7, which old school style, Dragon Quest style RPG, taking place in a post-apocalyptic world. Your main character is actually a skeleton knight, and you got a ghost joining you, and I think they made mention of a vampire character coming up, and I like it. It's well worth the buck I spent on it, and I was actually browsing the indie games to see if the new Ska Studios game, Charlie Murder, was out yet, and it's not. But the first Dishwasher game this coming week is the deal of the week, so I might pick that up. I might go ahead and download the demo, just so I have it and unlock it when the price drops. And that's about it. Quizarium. I've been playing a bit of Quizarium on my iPhone. It's part of the Plus Plus Network, and my Plus Plus ID is HBombCBG if you would like to play with me. Of course, I also play Wii Rule, which is also a Plus Plus game. So, that's about it. Talk to you later. Ciao. I don't know. Whatever. Big balls.